We got a little bored in lockdown, so me and Bob got drunk on Facebook Live. The following is a podcast of the live show. As well as making Let's Drink, we also made another podcast called Let's Chat with a Dyslexic. Me, a dyslexic, has an honest conversation with my best mate Adam. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find us on your favourite podcast app. But back to Let's Drink, and this episode contains strong language and adult humour. Hello and welcome to our third podcast.
Third podcast?
Yeah.
God knows how many actual podcasts.
Yes, but I'm on about of our...
style.
Of our current run of series 2020.
So at one point there, Phil, I mean, black is not a good colour for you to be wearing on this camera. I've just realised you're kind of like a floating head.
Just a floating head.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's like...
It look even more like an egg with tubes stuck to it because there's nothing else to look at.
So you could have told me this, like, in our intro bit, where I could have, like, shone another light on us or got changed or whatever. And then you say it just now. So now I now feel self-conscious. I've got you know, these millions of people, including Barack Obama, on...
Barack Obama left when I offended him in the last show.
Oh, right. Well, I've got Hillary Clinton on.
Hillary Clinton might still be watching.
Yeah, don't care about her. Anyway.
So, you know what I did this week?
Yes, I should have asked you that. Yeah, what did you do this week?
I asked you what you did, and you never asked me.
Wait, you shut up. We'll change it in the edit for the podcast.
Okay.
Only the a million people watching can see this, so I'll see. So, Bob, what have you been doing today? This week?
Well, I've watched the Power Rangers movie from 1995. Actually, reasonably good production values. It's nearly as good production values as what we've got. I watched it and was like, this isn't as terrible as I was expecting.
So all these times you've said...
Quite a good soundtrack.
Every time I've been messaging this week, you've been, oh, I've been busy. What you've been meaning to say is, I've been watching Power Rangers, now fuck off.
I mean, I watched an 80-minute film. That's it. You didn't text me when I was watching that 80-minute film.
You watched another good film this week, didn't you?
Yes. I forgot what it was called.
I can't remember. It was good anyway.
Summit with Days. I'll find out.
The day has come or something, or the day...
Yeah.
Anyway, so welcome back to... If you are on the listen to the podcast, it just sounds normal. If you're listening to it live on Facebook, that we are doing them currently because we're doing it over Zoom, and we thought, well, we might as well do them live for everybody else. All it meant was tidying our houses. This is our second show. We've got, again, three beers coming up. Hopefully some amazing banter and amazing entertainment.
Do we ever have amazing banter?
No, we don't have amazing entertainment even when we're together. We're just normally the same joke since 2000 or whenever we met.
Exactly. So
does that mean I've known you 20 years?
Did we not meet before 2000?
No, you know, you met my mum before that, but it was 2000, I remember that.
Oh, yeah.
Stuck on my brain forever. That's still 20 years.
I was friends with your mum before I was friends with you.
That still means that I've known you for two-thirds of my life now, and over, because I'm not 30, I'm over 30. So this analogy isn't working. Should we get on to the first beer?
Yeah, are you going to ditty it, or are we just going to go straight in?
Oh, I'll ditty it, we've had a bit of an intro. Beer number one.
Number one. This is Beast Bat by Basque Land Brewery, Hazy IPA. It is in a 440ml can or 4.4 cl, and it's 6.8%. Phil, are you trying to get me drunk?
Yes.
Because this show is significantly stronger than the previous.
Well, that's what we do, don't we? We've always, even back in the day when we did other shows in a row, we'd always lead up to stronger and stronger. It's why the third shows, when we used to do three show runs, were always really, really messy.
So I was struggling to open that can, but then realised the can pull was on the wrong side.
You're going to review it badly now just because the can pull turned round.
So it's definitely hazy. It's golden. Like, not yellow, not brown. Like, a nice golden colour. The heads seem okay, but the bubbles are quite inconsistent. So it's not a... Like, it's not a lasting head. But that could be bad pouring.
Probably bad pouring. I'm getting, like, a smell of... And don't take this the wrong way. Parsnips.
I don't eat parsnips, so I don't know what they smell like.
Parsnips are lovely. Parsnips are great. They just taste parsnippy and nice.
The last time I had a parsnip, I thought it was a potato.
But is potato not the only vegetable you'll eat?
No. I'll eat peas. That's very malty.
Where are you getting bloody malts from?
Like, I've got a heavy biscuit flavour on that.
I haven't. I've got very much like a fruity...
Like, to me, the fruit's very subtle on the top, but the deeper flavour is very biscuity.
What percentage is this?
6.8.
Yeah. Very drinkable for that.
Very easy drinking.
You know, this is again, and this is the way that it just seems to be the way that beer has gone now is where we're having like a really bitter hop flavour was like the name of the game. Now it seems to be just to make it as much as like fruit juice as possible. Yeah. As high percentage as possible. That is very...
So are you not getting any of the biscuit flavour out of that?
No, absolutely not. Have you put a bourbon in it or something? Have you dunked a bourbon in?
No, no. There's just like... this kind of digestive biscuit.
I really, really...
So...
Ingredients. It's got gluten in it. It's got... Can I even... Am I dyslexic or is a lot of this in foreign?
Yeah, a lot of it is in foreign. It's got water, malt, wheat, oats, yeast, hops.
CO2. I could taste the oats... No, I couldn't taste the oats. I couldn't taste the oats. I mean, I can feel the mouth flavour because what oats tends to do is give you that slightly thicker mouth feel. Yeah.
Thicker mouth feel, I can taste the oaty, biscuity.
Maybe you've just got a better tongue than me, or maybe you're talking guff, I don't know. Could be either or. I think that's one of the things about drinking beers is... it's your own opinion, so what you taste is what you taste. If somebody else starts going, oh, I don't taste that, you're wrong, just tell them to fuck off.
I mean, they could also be wrong.
Well, they could be wrong, you could be wrong. You get what you do, it's all subjective.
Oh, yeah.
Beer is subjective. So if somebody's, like, looks down on a particular, especially a particular style of beer, then... And it's why we stopped reviewing beers in terms of giving them a score, because what one person likes, another person doesn't. So then it's really hard to say this is a good beer, this is a bad. You can say it's not quite that style, or
I mean the scoring was interesting because we found when we were polarized, we'd match up and meet in the middle. But when we agreed, we were in the middle anyway.
Yeah,
it was very rarely a beer on either
end. Yeah. That's quite interesting when, like, stuff like Untapped and stuff, because things like sour beers always get really low results purely because the sour beers and people go, oh, I don't like them. But that's not the approach. If you don't like that style, don't bloody comment on it, you twat.
Yeah. Well, I do like that. That's very easy to drink. Quite dangerous at that because it is easy to drink.
Yeah. Talking about sort of beers that we don't have. I see Bud's redone their What's Up advert for like Corona, and it was actually quite nice. I watched it and I was like, oh, that's quite a nice advert, because it was basically the What's Up advert we know from like whenever that was on. But then it basically says, is, you know, make sure you check in on your buds and have a bud. Obviously, we don't have a bud, but it was just one of those ones. I'm like, I know that from my youth, and then they've put this nice little spin on it.
a good bit of
Marvel. I've only watched it once. It might be a fever dream, but I think it was when I was watching programs on television on the internet where it gives you...
So you mean it was an internet advert?
Yeah. But I'm sure it'll be on the proper advert. When, like, every other advert's now basically people over Zoom going, are you all right? Are you all right? This was actually decent rather than, like...
The weird one I've seen is the banks, where they're, like, pretending to be on Zoom and Skype. But they're quite obviously sat in the bank.
Yeah.
Like, not where you do your bank meeting on Zoom.
We're going to pretend that we are on Zoom, so we're doing social distancing, even though we're clearly in a studio.
Yeah. So the best one was a friend told me they went to the bank and the bank told them that the reason they wanted the money out wasn't good enough for them to take the money out at the so they had to go to the cash machine because they wanted it in particular styles of notes, like all in 10s or whatever, or all in 20s, and they were just like, no, that's not a good enough reason. I'm like, what?
That's interesting.
That's good enough reason to go to a person to get your money out if your machines are going to do it anyway.
I don't know. Anyway, so I think, again, I think we're having a really good run of really good beers, even though this is the first beer of the show. I think if we include the sort of... IPAs from the last show. This is sort of like in between the two of them. It's a little bit more... What is it? Am I just talking guff? I think I might just be talking guff, you know.
I don't know.
It'd be hard. They all taste different, so they're worth a drink. But it'd be hard to differentiate them in terms of, like, which one I would choose at the bar.
Yeah.
You know, which one I would actually choose. If you said... pick one of them, I think it would have to go down to the old Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Mo.
Yeah.
Or would have to Catch a Fishy or something like that.
It's a hard choice. They're all very good. And, as you say, slightly similar, but also different.
Yeah.
Like, I think it depends on what mood you're out as well.
Yeah.
They were different enough flavours to want them at different times. But... yeah, like, I don't know where this brewery is from. There's nothing on there.
Yeah.
And I've never heard of them before. I've got a feeling they might be foreign.
They might be, but does that really matter in these troubling times?
No.
We should love everybody.
You know what? When they got delivered, them cans stood in the kitchen and weren't touched for 3 days, which means they're coronavirus free.
Right, well, should we do the little ditty and come back for beer number two?
Beer number two, yes.
Beer number two.
Do you have to think about the number?
No, I was doing two things at once. I was putting the graphic up because I don't think I put the graphic up for that other one at all.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just putting the graphic
like
up.
Consistency, isn't there?
Yeah.
So this is the Colonel. I'll try and get it in shot. It is.
Is that the Colonel as in, like, we'll give you KFC?
No, not the Colonel as in Colonel Sanders. The Colonel as in a Colonel from, like, wheat or hops or whatever. The inside things of stuff. I don't know what they call the inside of a hop. Presumably that's still hop.
Okay.
And, like, malt and stuff. Is malt got a kernel in?
Yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, would you class that as a kernel? Probably.
Yeah. It is Export India Porter. It is 6.2% ABV in a 330ml bottle.
Was this the one that had loads of guff about history on it? On a website?
The amazing show notes that you've made are actually better for this show.
Yeah, so basically what it says on the on our show notes, so this is literally copy and paste off some websites, so we have proper... I've just stopped because I'm trying to realise that you're still on big screen and I'm not here. So, basically, the crap off the... This is literally what our show notes says. The crap off the internet. The Export India Porter relates to Porter in a similar manner to the way that the IPA related to the Pale Ale. They added more hops when taking Barclay Perkins' recipe from 1855, but changed the hops to Colombian Cascade American varieties and hopped it in the same way that we hop our IPAs. The resulting is a dark brown beer that smells of cocoa. Well, I'll not say what it smells of. I can say the note, so obviously I'm going to say what it says.
You're going to say it and sound like an expert.
Yeah.
So it's definitely dark. It's got, you know, a medium head to it.
So I want you to say your things before I sound really sophisticated and just happen to get the same ones that's on my notes.
Mm.
The notes you've got there to read.
The notes I've got there, which says Turkish Delight.
Is that all it says? I'm getting cocoa, roses, and some orange notes.
Yeah. And is it got a dry finish from the smell? Whoa.
The body is light, and it's carbonated more lightly than usual.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So that is very bitter, though.
But it's counteracted with that, like, the sort of cocoa or whatever, cocoa, sort of, like.
I mean, that does say cocoa.
And everything means that it's like, you're saying bitter. I'm not getting, like, a massive bitterness from it. I'm getting, I think, you're getting more
I'm
bitter.
I'm getting that kind of, you know, the bitter afterness that you get when you've dry hopped it or something.
Yes. So you've got a little bit, you've got a little bit at the back.
Yeah.
At the end, but it's not like,
you know what it is? To me, and this is probably a bit, like, really Billy Basic. To me, it's like they've just made a stout and dry hopped it and put it in and gone, that'll do. I don't like this.
Do you not? See, I like it because,
no. Because I appreciate that they've done it. I appreciate the flavours. It's different. But actually, the two things, the darker feeling tasting of the stout, the porter, and then that dry bitterness don't work well together.
I would disagree that I think this has got a nice balance to it where it's not, where it's giving you a different sort of flavour to it. And actually, the more I drink it, I'm more understanding. At first I was going to say you were talking bollocks, but I'm understanding more as you're drinking it. You are getting a more drier flavour in the mouth of the sort of taste to it, of the bitterness.
Yeah, so it's and I think as the way they've described it is.
I like it. To me,
IPA.
To me, what it tastes more of, like a dark chocolate.
Yeah,
but you know,
bitterness is slightly sweeter.
No. If you get like a really, really, really dark. You know, I'm talking like 90%.
90-95%. It's strong, but there's still a slight sweetness behind it, which I think this is lost.
I think this would be one of these ones where, depending what the last beer is like, that I think might be different. Is at the end of the show, if we were together, I'd be going straight for that and drinking it all.
Yeah,
because you don't like it, and I like it. To me, so far, I think this might be my, out of the two shows we've done, my favourite beer.
Yeah.
So far.
So the thing is, it's a really light beer on the tongue. It's got a light body. It's very easy to drink in that sense. But and the bitterness is very synonymous with the IPA kind,
like,
of.
I think what would be
drinking it, and you've got that hopness for it to travel, and then the stout, the porter side of it, is that early kind of taste. And to me, they've not blended very well on that.
So, point. To me, you can sort of put this in different scenarios because it's quite light but dark. So if you're used to like a dark beer, but like, you know, in the summer when it's a hot day, you don't want that like, ooh, stodginess.
Yeah.
Then this might be a beer to try. Now, a question that I'd had on my Wednesday live stream when I had somebody asking was a beer, a dark beer to try, but they liked IPAs. And
this would be one of them.
So what I'd say is maybe try this, because what it's doing is it is putting that other other notes in there that I personally do think work together. Because I think it gives you that couple of levels. But it's subjective, and that's where this is great.
Like,
that's where
I think it tastes like a mashup of two styles, and that is very different, very unique.
Is that not where your borderline autism's coming in?
My borderline autism.
Yeah. No. And everything's got to be a set way. It can't be too much like that style. No. My egg cannot touch me chips.
It's a mashup, and I think it's good, but the flavours to me don't work. They could blend better into those two flavours and be a much better drink.
I say it is very nice drink, and I'm in charge of the ditty, so I have the last word. Beer number three. You must hate me having control of everything.
Yes.
Oh, I need to take that graphic off and put the new graphic on.
The last graphic's on. I'll still talk about it if you want.
I've lost my mouse.
That's it. It's all over the screen.
It is.
Why is the screen?
Oh, that's why I can't find it. It's on the. So part of this, the way this works is you're taking a screenshot of a screen, and it means if I go my mouse onto the wrong screen, it then comes onto your screen and I can't get it onto where I want it to go. And being a bit of a divvy. Anyway, you can go now. The right graphic's on for the right.
No, this can is not far away. It is small. This is Anarchy Brew Immenso. I thought it was Intenso, but no, it's Immenso. And it is an Imperial Stout at 11%. It is, however, 250 ml can. So in comparison to a 440, it's Diddy. Right, Diddy. I kind of don't want to open it because I like the size. It just feels like a shame to be
opening. Is that because you're used to small things in your hand? I'm just going to put a little bit in for the minute because I want to drink this later.
Is that because you're used to little things in your hands?
No, it's just if I put the full amount on, I've got to drink that on camera when I've got all these other beers to get through.
I'm just going to empty the water out of that. Okay. So I'm only putting a little bit in because it is 11%. Did you just snort it?
What I'm trying to do is get ahead of you because nobody can see it. I'm smelling it. And what I'm trying to do is try and work out what the smell is. Apart from...
I can see.
No? At the moment, all it is your big face. Now it's back to both of us. But it smells amazing. It smells of Christmas, I think, is the only word I can think of for smell.
So,
you get
I'm struggling to get some of the smells out, but I have got a bit of a blocked nose.
I'm getting Christmas, but I'm also getting a massive smell of alcohol. So they're like the little alcohol sort of... feels like it hits your nose and almost gives you a nose enema.
Yeah. There's... it's that alcohol smell that I can mainly smell, but I've been struggling.
But you don't get that taste. You know, this is 11% beer, but there's no, massive alcohol monster coming and attacking you or anything. Really smooth. Wow. You know, I could easily...
So, the alcoholness is that warming in the belly.
But
you know when you have a whiskey or a rum or something, and it warms you down here. You get that with this, but you don't taste it.
Yeah, but you there's definitely I would say Christmas cinnamon notes, licorice notes, dark chocolate notes. You can't see I'm reading it now.
You don't obviously read the screen.
I want people to know, but that's what you're getting. You're getting that licorice, that cinnamon, very Christmassy, very warm, very hugging. Really, it shouldn't be. We should be by a nice warm fire at Christmas, eating chestnuts, waiting for Black Santa to come along.
Chestnuts? How posh are you?
I love chestnuts, me. And all that. This. Like, I don't want to shit on any of the other beers because they've all been good. They've all been really, really good. But this is the daddy. Like, you've got to think, for a 250ml can of this was £5.59. So, how many of these can you get in there? About three? Is it two of them or three?
About just about like one and a half, one and a third.
So,
not quite two, but not far off.
So we're going to be looking at, for a can of this, at about £10 a can, if you did it at that.
Yeah.
But this is a fantastic thing. Do more little beers in this, especially ones that aren't as expensive as this, because then poor people like me can try them.
Well, that's it.
And this obsession with fucking... And I understand why. Because it makes sense to sell something in a 500ml can. Because one, you can put more in, you can put a massive charge on, and wankers will buy it.
Mm-hmm.
But I am a poor, and you know, at the end of the day, all these boobies are just trying to make money. But I am a poor man.
You know what it is, though? These are the perfect size to taste them.
Yeah. Well, they're the perfect size for a big, strong stout like this, because what happens is my fridge is full of big, strong stouts, so I can't buy any more big, strong stouts, because I'm waiting for you to come round, because as busy people, we don't have the time to get pissed together, because that then involves one of us has to then get home from the other person's because, you know, of different things. So it means that...
Because we don't live together.
Yeah. Basically. But because my house is a shithole and your house has your house, I would have to sleep with your mother.
I mean, even if we did, like, have spare rooms, I wouldn't let you sleep over because the times you have, you've made a mess.
Yeah. Actually, every time you've invited me somewhere in a tent or in your girlfriend at the time's house, I have puked.
Exactly.
So, the precedence so is there.
It's nothing to do. It's just we don't live together.
Yes. So it means that, like, because you put that sort of stuff in, you know, before, I don't know if you know about it, but the coronavirus has happened.
Has it?
Yeah. Before that, it was just easier to go to Newcastle because... getting a taxi back was more expensive, but a better night out than being at mine. So I mean, my house is full of these beers because I can't drink these alone. So having beers like at this size is a very, very, very good thing for me personally. Yeah. And it is something, especially in times when people are, you know, if pubs aren't going to open for, you know, months, potentially years, depending on how crap the government is, depending on how you want to go with that sort of shite, then I think these should be more common.
I think in terms of strong beers, definitely, they are the right measurement.
Yeah.
BrewDog did their Penguin at the same size in bottles, and that was actually better than the slightly bigger bottle because we could all mix share it.
Yeah. Well, again, you could buy a couple of bottles of it to charge more... per mil of it in terms of putting it in a smaller bottle. But I've still got a bottle in the house, in the fridge, because I bought like three bottles of it.
Yeah.
But
when it was the bigger bottle, you probably would have only bought the one.
Well, actually, I just wouldn't have bought it because
its
price would have been like 30 quid or something like that because I think I bought, you know... So
I think the interesting one is if cans that size become more popular... It's a really good one for beer tasting sets.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to provide a set of your beers as a tasting set, instead of doing 300ml, you could lob a load of them together, maybe a glass.
Like, I don't know how...
Exactly the same size, price for a big, say, six-pack, and have a lot more smaller beers, because people don't want to throw away
like,
a can.
I don't
this
know...
doesn't feel like a full can.
Yeah, I don't know how many... how easy it is to do, like, a run of smaller. If it's, like, a proper pain in the arse. You know, if you're doing, like, a run of, say, six beers, different beers in these smaller cans, I don't know how much of an arse it would be. But, yeah, that would be an amazing thing for a brewery to do, is a load of these little ones of their core range of one pack, and maybe employ, like, two wankers that could probably put together a pack and you go on a link and they then guide you through the beers. That'd be an amazing thing. I would do that if I was a beer wanker, and I would do it like now anyway.
Like, if you think about all the beer tastings we've done, and we've gone and we've had to share bottles or this, that, and the other, that's a really easy way to turn around and go, well, it's one of them person.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier on cost.
So this is a really good thing that people can do when you try to discover beers. The way we discovered it was probably mainly by me hosting beer tastings. Mm-hmm. And basically, the way I started literally was going... First of all, it was when... You know, we're looking at probably about 10 years ago now. So it was a lot. We didn't have the knowledge, and two, it wasn't as widely available beer. So I started off just getting random beers from the supermarkets. I then went on just going to specialist shops. You just basically buy a load of beers. And the way I normally go is one bottle of beer will go between three people, and you want about 9 beers. So you can do the maths of that. If you've got more people, double it up. If you've got, maybe it's like 4 people, then just add a couple more bottles to that rather than splitting it down and what have you. And it's a really good way to discover beers. They're really good. You then just taste them, you know, talk about them. And putting yourself in that sort of position where you're talking about them really gets you to understand the beers and really like look at them and... think about what you like about a beer and accept beers you might not normally have tasted. I love lagers now. Before I started this, I would have said, nah, I'm not going to bother. I'm never going to buy it. I wouldn't have ordered a lager, and that was my ignorance. But because through this process we've done over a hell of a lot of time, including these podcasts, now lagers are like one of my go-to beers of a certain decency.
With a certain decency.
Anyway, should I press the ditty and should we go to the outro?
You're not
outro?
Going to buy in Carlin, then?
No, I'm going to press the ditty and we're going to go to the... So, we've had 3 more excellent beers.
Have we?
Yeah.
See, you can count.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Questioning
yourself.
Though. Like, I think... So, we started off... with Beast Bat. We then went on to the Export India Porter, and then we finished, and I did get the order right on Immenso?
Yeah, that's it.
Immenso, that to me, I'll get that actually on the camera, is...
Wait, how bright is your camera?
It's got a little light on it, and that to me is the star of the show, but it is double the price of all the other beers. But as a special occasion beer, as a beer to treat yourself, like, what I have heard is if you drink an entire one of them, chug it, and then watch what Boris said on Sunday night, you understand it clearly.
Really?
Yeah.
So basically what you're saying is everybody should drink one or two of these.
Yeah.
Get a bit sourced up
with this. Yeah, yeah. Basically, next time you hear Boris Johnson's going to do a talkie walkie on the internet, just drink lots of 11% stouts.
Okay.
And that will put you in the right place.
I'm trying.
Are you back on that one? I'm waiting to get back on the lower stuff so I can then get back to that.
You want my Export India Porter?
I would happily, if you were here, I would happily drink that at the moment, because I think...
Put cork in it and bring it round in a couple of weeks.
I think it is a well good. It's like banging and all that sort of shit.
Were you just sexting?
I was just trying to work out, like, what my right. So on this one, I have got this one about the Urban Dictionary, what the full boil means.
But not on the other one.
Yeah. It'll put our rating up a bit higher of all the millions of people watching.
I mean, if it's just one, it's inconsequential in the millions and thousands. Of...
But one of them, so when the BBC go, right, you're going to be our correspondent of peer, and also you're going to be the main headline act at Glastonbury next year, we can then do it.
Yeah. What are we doing as a headline act at Glastonbury?
I don't know. Because
I'm not singing, and I'm not doing the other things that you've generally suggested, like puppetry or penis.
Why did I think of the sing
very well on stage either?
You know me too well. That was like trying to think, what would we do? And the only thing I could think of was puppetry and the penis.
Just imagine you being like, but we'll do puppetry and the penis. We'll go on the pyramid stage. We've got headline acts. I'm like, Phil, nobody will be able to see anything. I'm like, what are we going to do? And you'd be like, cameras. We'll have cameras.
Do cameras have that much of a zoom to get our lonely meeting two veg?
I don't think so.
Sadly, on the pyramid stage. Maybe we could do our own coronavirus Glastonbury when it should be on with can you do any? We need to do music, so I could pull my penis high and then be like one of those you know, we could be like a jug band, or what's the other word for a jug band?
Like folk band.
No, not folk. I know what I'm on about. Skiffle band. Be a skiffle band.
A skiffle band with your penis.
Yes.
I don't.
Because they used to do like the T-chest bass, didn't they? Where they would put the thing. Well, is that not the same thing? Dum, 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 dum.
I don't think
dum,
you'd be dum, able to pull yours that far.
Does yours not go dum, 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 no. Dum, dum? Dum, 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 dum.
It just goes flop, flop.
So we can't
do Zoom Glastonbury. No,
we can't do Zoom Glass. How big were these beers? I can't even speak.
I know. Like, have you eaten today? Is that the problem?
Well, what I did is I put a pizza in the oven, then came to set this all up. It took us a lot longer because everything was skew with, and then it was burnt. So I'm gonna have to look for what I've got in the oven to eat.
So you've not eaten your pizza. So you haven't eaten anything.
No.
And you didn't think you'd eat the burnt pizza. How burnt was it?
I just looked minging. It looked just like...
Yeah, but it was a pizza from, like, a packet. Yeah. It was always going to look like that.
No, this looked like proper minging. I'm going to have to work out what I'm going to eat. It might be, like, I might have to eat, put my entire supply of crumpets in.
Oh, dear.
This is my new thing. No, this is like my new thing when I've covert drinking is now I love crumpets. I never even had crumpets. I just like decided when like, you know, when you had to, you couldn't choose what you got from the supermarket. You got what you were given, basically. I went round and there's no breads or anything, like just like shite to eat. And I was like, ooh, crumpets. And then I've just really got into crumpets.
I've always loved a good bit of crumpet, though.
I've always liked it, but I just didn't appreciate them as much as I do now. They don't take up that much. They don't take up as much freezer space as a croissant.
No. And you can toast them from frozen.
Yeah.
So it's like win-win.
Yeah. So...
They're a power.
Yeah, that is it. So do... thingy things up. Oh, you can't see this. Are you going to do
the social?
You can do the social media.
Put the social stuff.
Yeah, I'll do this. I'll put the social stuff up, and you do all the social media. I'm just trying to feel that they'll have heard my voice lots.
Okay, tell me when you've got it up.
I've got it up now.
Okay, so our social media stuff is Phil. I can see that. Is our website www.formalshark.co.uk. On Twitter, we are at @letsdrink_FS. And our Facebook is facebook.com/formalshark. If you want to watch any of our other videos, they are on YouTube. Just search Formal Shark on YouTube, because that's how that works. I'm sure Phil will add some links for Beer52 and Flavorly for their subscription-based services. Every time you sign up with them, you get a little discount, we get some free beer. It's a pyramid scheme. Beer 52 is meant to be a complete dick to come out of. So, like, go with Flavorly or Beer 52. just be aware that BF52 is a bit shit to get out of. And we've got a donate page, which is formalshark.co.uk/donate. Basically, it'll help Phil's beer addiction.
Yeah, because out of the two of us, I'm the poor...
No, you're the addict.
The addict?
Yeah, because you've not come to terms that you're addicted yet.
Oh, I know I'm addicted.
You're highly functioning with your addiction.
I've seen how much beer's coming out the bloody this week. Well, coming on Monday. Because I didn't realise that the Beer 52 was arriving till after I'd put in a BrewDog order. Because it was free shipping this weekend. Yeah, it's free delivery, and I was like, I could just do with like just some really like cheaper beers in just for supper. And then I worked out that actually the cheapest way to get the BrewDog was off their website at the moment, because they're doing like the 42 packs and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was like 42 beers for 30 quid of their headliners. And then there was another beer that I decided I'd get on top because it wasn't too bad. And then I realised the Beer 52 was coming.
So, like, my problem is I'm technically still working, but drinking has been a lot more accessible. So I've had to stem my buying of the beer because I had that much of it. I was drinking it really quickly and was getting a little bit toasted every night.
Oh, what's interesting is because of things, I've gone back to the Kernel Export, but there was still a tiny little bit of the Intenso in. And it just adds these like background flavours, just like
Doesn't it?
You know that the flavours just sort of go together as a pairing.
But does the beastie work?
Oh, you know, just start into beer pairing. That's something we can do out of the so So we're going to, like we said, the next time we do one of these, it's going to be a supermarket special. This is for a few different reasons. One, it's to keep our costs down. But two, it's so that people can drink along at home.
Yeah, it means so, you can drink. And it won't be things like Carlin.
Yeah.
So don't worry, it's not like we've gone to the dark side.
So it is beers that we've got from Tesco. Some of the beers you can definitely get from Morrison's. But like I said, halfway through trying to double check what interesting beers you could get from both. Morrison's was just kicking us out all the time. I had to go in queues and I was just like, right, fuck it. So we'll be putting that online probably on Monday or Tuesday of what beers we're going to have. And then I haven't asked Bob, but if he's free in 2 weeks' time, then that's when we'll do the next one. Gives us a week off.
Interestingly, in supermarket beers, have you had the... blueberry muffin one from it's Lerwig and somebody else. It's a collaboration.
Have I had it? I can't remember, but I think I might have.
It tastes exactly like a muffin. I wouldn't have said blueberry, but it has blueberry flavours in there. But it's very, very cake-like.
The thing is, this
one of them very quickly.
The supermarket's beers are getting better and better and better and better. Like, they're now getting to the point where you're getting... The beers in the supermarket are as good as the beers sort of 3-4 years ago when we, you know, when we started doing this. What was it, 2015 that we started doing Formal Shark Let's Drink, something like that?
I think it was a little bit before.
Yeah, but something like that, you know, we're talking about 5-6 years ago. The supermarkets and the beers in the supermarket is comparable in my mind to what we were drinking back then. Terms of some of the beers and some of the beers that have come along this run, especially in Tesco's, is just so much better than ever before. So that's the good thing. So should we say goodnight to people?
Yeah, we'll say goodnight to people, or goodbye if you're on the podcast.
Yeah, like I said, we'll be live again in 2 weeks' time. Check our Facebook out for the beers. We'll get them up this week so you can get them in your baskets. So you can try and find them. Give you plenty of time. Because obviously I know people probably just shopping once a week. Gives you as much time as possible to get some of the beers so you can drink along at home and it not cost you a fortune.
Yeah.
Right?
Cool. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You've been listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, edited by Phil, and it's a Formal Shark production. If you like Let's Drink, why not check out our other podcast, Let's Chat with a Dyslexic, where me and my best mate Adam have an honest conversation about my dyslexia. Head to formalshark.co.uk or find it on your favourite podcast app.